KPFG.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Currently 78 degrees and cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Winds from the south at 15 to 20 miles per hour. A 20% chance of showers overnight. Cloudy with a low of 66 degrees. 20% chance of rain again on Friday. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios is Kim Newstrom. She is the executive director of the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, and they are here to talk about the Blues Festival, the annual 25th annual Baton Rouge Blues Festival. It is the largest fundraiser of the year for the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation. So it's a pretty amazing organization and event. We were talking before we went on the air about Nick Spitzer with American Roots and how he was actually one of the founders of the Baton Rouge Blues Festival.
He was instrumental. Obviously, he's always involved in a lot of things in the arts and music, and so it was not surprising to hear that he was a part of the original organization that got the event started. And actually, the first few years, it was held on the campus of Southern University, and then I think grew a little bit more and then was relocated to where it still exists today, which is in downtown Baton Rouge around North Boulevard. And the event has, to your point, Judith, it's 25 years they're celebrating, has grown exponentially, and they are now a two-day festival. They started out as a one-day festival, and so they made that that little growth spurt several years back to a two-day festival. And so this year it's on April 13th and 14th, a Saturday and a Sunday. There's five stages, and we have around 50 performers throughout the weekend, and a kids area, and arts and crafts vendors, food. And what's wonderful about it, again, is that it's a free festival, and it really celebrates the Louisiana swamp blues genre, and that covers a lot of different types of music get encapsulated into that. But it started by celebrating and honoring the wealth of blues musicians that have come out of not only Louisiana but specifically the Baton Rouge area.
Well, I think that's an interesting point. You know, we think of musically in Louisiana, we think of New Orleans. We think, obviously, of Cajun music, Cajun and Zydeco music around this area. But you're right. I know when Raul starts talking about blues musicians, there's a lot of them that have roots around the Baton Rouge area, born there, had family there. It's very interesting how that really developed in that area. And so celebrating it with a festival in Baton Rouge is extremely appropriate.
Right. And last year, the festival was a tribute to Henry Gray, a musician that we're all very familiar with in this area. And this year, it's going to be a tribute to Lazy Lester, who passed away last year. And so we will have a tribute to Lazy on the Saturday night around 7 p.m. at the Swamp Blues stage. And we'll have the lieutenant governor there, the mayor, Mayor Broom from Baton Rouge. They're both big supporters of the Blues Festival. And we will have some of Lazy Lester's family there to honor them and recognize them, give them a little token of appreciation from the Blues Festival. And several of the musicians throughout the weekend will be covering Lazy's songs during their own respective sets.
Oh, yeah. What a nice tribute. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some of the other performers. I was pretty blown away by your lineup this year. It's amazing. In addition to honoring Lazy Lester, it is an all-star cast of musicians from Baton Rouge, connected to Baton Rouge, and others, of course, as well, and some families.
Sure, yeah. Families. Well, the Neal family Kenny Neal, I mean, they're very revered in the blues community for sure. And our tribute on the Saturday night actually happens right before the Kenny Neal and his family band comes on that evening, so that'll be a great time as well. And the goal that when we program the music for the festival on an annual basis is a 90-90, which is 90% of the musicians will either live or have come from within 90 miles of Baton Rouge, and so that's our goal every year. And then every once in a while to throw in something a little different, something a little unexpected, but we also have a great backstage backstage blues area where we interview the musicians, either before or after they've performed. And that sort of falls really in line with the goal of the foundation and the mission, which is to preserve and promote the blues and the swamp blues, Louisiana swamp blues.
That is an impressive goal. I'm still going over that 90%. Again, I think some people are not aware of the huge concentration of blues musicians that live or are from or have connections to the Baton Rouge area. And that's very impressive.
Right. And we actually, just a few months ago, they did a mile marker, historic mile marker presentation to Buddy Guy, who's from Letsworth, born in Letsworth.
Right.
And so, there. To your point, there's a wealth of musicians that come from that area that have stayed in that area. Now, Buddy, I think, is currently residing in Chicago, so we lost him, but he played the festival a few years ago, and certainly I think he's playing at another festival this year in Louisiana. So he comes back and has always paid tribute to his roots and what got him started playing the blues.
So that's kind of a natural connection, the Louisiana-Chicago. So many musicians did end up going to Chicago just because of the venues, the number of venues that they could play in there.
Right.
So, well, how incredible. So it sounds like a total package festival, that you've got everything going that makes a great festival. It is a two-day festival, the 13th and 14th,
right.
So you really have time to explore the festival. You don't have to just do everything in one
sure.
day. You can relax and enjoy the 2 days.
Yeah.
And, describe the setup. You mentioned that it's kind of in that downtown area. How is it going to be set up down
right.
there?
Right. There's five stages, and so it's very similar to what locals maybe have experienced here with Festival International, where there's the existing downtown structure, which have restaurants and bars and different areas to visit, and then the staging gets set up throughout that same area. There is one permanent stage called the Galvez stage, sort of like the international main stage here. So there's an existing stage, and everything else is pretty much built around it and built up a couple days before the festival. And we do have another great event that we have been doing the past few years, which is called Blues Lanyap, and that's being held the Thursday night at the Old Governor's Mansion. And this year, the theme is how juke joints shape the blues. And so we have a panel of panelist discussion, and then Henry Gray will be playing after that. I think that's almost sold out as far as the event. But again, that's another way that we're trying to maybe expand the festival footprint, whether it be literally or throughout a week, adding on some of these smaller events that lead into the actual festival.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is your first year with the foundation,
yes.
The Baton Rouge Blues Foundation. So I'm sure you're learning a lot about the history and the place it has in Baton Rouge. And what have you learned about people's, like you mentioned, we're very familiar with Festival International here and all have great affection for that festival. What is the feeling of Baton Rouge about the blues and this festival there?
Well, I think that there's a great excitement about the potential for this foundation and festival to continue to grow. I think there's a lot of opportunities for lots of events that happen in Baton Rouge, people that are interested in maybe the university or sports. But it's obvious over the past 20-plus years that this is something through their Visit Baton Rouge organization or the local government have really wanted to hang their hat on as far as something musically and culturally that Baton Rouge will continue to be known for. And so I think the opportunity is there. Just at a good crossroads to continue the growth and spread the word beyond, which is what we're trying to do here across the basin, into parts east and west.
Right. Well, there's so much room in Louisiana for that kind of extra hub. You know, we mentioned again jazz. We think of jazz in New Orleans and other types of music there, indigenous Cajun Zydeco swamp pop here. But how wonderful for people to really think, I can go to Baton Rouge, enjoy this blues festival, and find out more about blues musicians who are from here and were inspired by
right.
this area.
And when we had our lineup announcement back in February, we actually brought over some Lafayette blues musicians to be part of that musical performance. And in turn, we are going to be having a Baton Rouge band come and play for the Thursday night of Festival International as part of a co-partnership between Festival International, Baton Rouge Blues Foundation and Festival, and again, sort of expanding our reach and the interest and making sure that when people are thinking about things to do during this springtime festival season, that the Baton Rouge Blues Festival is on their radar and that it's just down the road.
Yeah, it really should be declared Music Month in Louisiana.
Right.
Between the Blues Fest, International Festival, and of course the Jazz Fest starts the last weekend in April
yes.
as well.
So. And so on the website, BatonRougeBluesFestival.com, you can look at the total lineup of performers. We've been referencing Kenny Neal and Deacon Johns playing and Smokehouse Porter and Miss Mamie. Of course, there's been a lot of interest in Mavis Staples, who will be closing out the festival on the Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. And so we're excited about that. She's recently released some new music that's getting a lot of play. And so I think people are excited to come and see her as well.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So some really well-known names. And then others that you're hoping people will discover by
right.
coming to the festival.
Right.
So five stages. That's a lot of blues going on.
Yes. And like we said, there's an area for kids and some programming for them. And so it really is a family event. And we get a lot of support from the community, and we just encourage people to check out the website to get more information on the lineup and consider making that part of your weekend on April 13th and 14th in downtown Baton Rouge.
All right. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Kim Newstrom. She is the executive director of the Baton Rouge Blues Foundation, talking about the 25th annual this year, Baton Rouge Blues Festival, which is their largest fundraising event throughout the year. As you mentioned, kind of like the New Orleans Jazz Fest. There's the foundation
right.
and then the festival itself. So it's a very similar relationship there. 25th annual, that's a long history, and I know you have a lot of vision for what it can do for Baton Rouge and all of Louisiana as well. Can you tell us that website again and perhaps Facebook page where people can go?
Yeah, on Facebook it's Baton Rouge Blues Festival, as well as the website has the lineup, BatonRougeBluesFestival.com. And it's all listed there, as well as, you know, some of the other things that'll be happening throughout the weekend in that same area. And it gives details as far as who's playing when, at what stage, and different activities. So,
all
yeah.
right. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to come and let us know more about it. Again, that is the 25th annual Baton Rouge Blues Festival, Saturday and Sunday, April 13th and 14th in downtown Baton Rouge. Lots of ways to find out more about the lineup of great blues musicians this year. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thanks, Judith.